Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC's H1 2013 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Tuesday, the 20th of August, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our conference call on H1 2013 results. Today's conference call will be based on the presentation, and the presenters today are Alain Ikovic, the President of the Management Board, Erez Boniel, also a member of the Management Board, and Mariusz Kozłowski, member of the Management Board. It's my pleasure to hand over to Alain.
Thank you, Małgorzata. I would like to start with reviewing page four of the presentation, financial highlights. Operational earnings or earnings before taxes, share of loss of associates, share-based provision and revaluation, are up to 10 million euro for the first half of 2013, and 2 million for the second quarter of 2013, compared to a 1 million euro loss for the first half of 2012, and a 1 million euro loss for the second quarter of 2012. The reason for this improvement is savings in financial expenses and administrative costs that were cut during the year, and we also repaid loans with the leverage, and that explains the decrease in financial expenses. In terms of valuations, unfortunately, we had another write-off of 70 million for the first half and 44 million for the second quarter. This is primarily related to the change in the zoning of Galeria Bucharest, and a decrease in expected rental rates in Romania, Bulgaria, and Croatia. I must say in parentheses that we are going to be most probably on budget for this year, but it's expectations for the next 2 years that have created a decrease in value for these shopping centers. Also, we have seen some weakness in the office segment in Poland and Hungary, both on the rental levels and on the yields, in terms of increasing yields. In the first quarter of this year, we've sold the last building in Platinum Business Park 5, and we've generated 16 million euro of net cash flow. Our loan-to-value is stable at 56%, like it was in the first half of 2012. In terms of cash flow from operations, we have generated 10 million euro for the first half of this year, compared to 11 million for the first half of last year. This despite the sale of Platinum Business Park as a whole, which decreased cash flow by 3 million. In total, we are, when you compare apples to apples, we are 2 million euro ahead of last year if you neutralize the impact of Platinum sale. In terms of the actual operations of GTC S.A., leasing achievements have been quite impressive for the first half. We tend to look mostly at values these days, but in terms of operations, GTC S.A. has continued to lease substantially over the last year and a half. Last year, we managed to lease more than 70,000 sq m in space, both new and extensions. For the first half of this year, we have done 40,000 so far, of which 20,000 sq m were new leases, and this is the first part of what I want to focus on. Those new leases have improved occupancy in general, and more specifically, if you look at Łódź, the University Business Park, we have improved occupancy from 32% June of last year to 81% June of this year. You could also see the type of tenants we have managed to attract. These is very good quality type of tenants. In Katowice, we have also significantly improved the occupancy from 61% June 2012 to 88% June of this year. Actually, Katowice, because of various options that we have, is pretty full already. In Poznań, we have kept 100% occupancy by leasing whatever was available to DFDS. If you look at Czech, we have an office that had a lot of trouble in the Prague Marina. It is now also improved from 30% to 76% occupancy. In the important leases that you have in some of our shopping centers, we listed here only one, but there are several. We have managed to attract finally a good supermarket for our Stara Zagora shopping center. To remind you, we didn't have a supermarket in Stara Zagora for close to a year. We had Mercator, but they were not really active because Mercator went bankrupt in that part of the world. And we've improved occupancy there too from 86 to 90%. But the actual impact on the mall will be much stronger than that. We expect an increase in footfall of between 15 to 30%. And this is what we have seen for the first week. Last week was the first week that the supermarket was open, and it was an increase of more than 25% already. We've also rented to new tenants across the region. I will just mention Burger King in Burgas, and Marius will probably get into more details about important tenants that we have managed to attract in our various malls. In terms of extension, we have extended 19,000 square meters, and you see the names here too. It's on the list on page 5, a pretty impressive list. This is, I would say, the continuous strength of DTC. We're able to keep a very high ratio of occupancy in all our buildings, or we are able to bring our building to make them occupied. And another point I would like to make, this increase in occupancy has not yet fully translated into revenue because, as you all know, we have to provide some rent-free periods for several of our tenants, so you will see the impact of these new leases, 20,000 square meters, coming on board during the second half of this year and the first half of the year after. I would like now to give over the microphone to my friend and colleague, Mario.
Thank you, Alan. I would summarize the trends in real estate markets which we are seeing across the region. Starting from office market, Warsaw is the largest office center, office hub in the Central Eastern Europe, and now it reached 4 million square meters of modern office space. However, it kind of fell victim of its own success, where steady demand and stable macroeconomics attracted many developers, international developers, some of them with large cash resources, and they started to build, some of them even speculatively. So we're seeing quite big supply in Warsaw, and this year it will be probably the largest supply since 2000. We see a lot of also new planned deliveries, planned starts for next year. So we feel that the market will be under pressure and the rents will be under pressure for until end of next year. The vacancy in Warsaw crossed 10%, and it's expected to increase along with the increased supply. Surprisingly, the smaller regional markets outside Warsaw were stable, where there was less supply and less activity of large international developers. On the other hand, there was quite steady demand from international service providers, like BPO operators, shared services operator, and the balance between supply and demand is more favorable. And in some cases, like in Poznań, we were actually achieving rental rates which were higher than in Warsaw. Outside Poland, Belgrade looks quite strong. The vacancy rate is coming down from over 20% now at 13%, and it's supposed to come down further due to low supply. We see quite steady demand from international tenants, attracted by attractive corporate rate and potential EU convergence. Bucharest continues to be kind of polarized with the central and western part of the city quite strong with quite stable rental rates. And on the other hand, in northern eastern part, district called Pipera is still oversupplied with quite low rents. However, in the prime locations, we expect quite stable rents over the next year. In Budapest, after record low supply last year, we see some more deliveries in the first half of this year, and the demand was quite slow. Therefore, rents came down a little bit, around 2.5%. However, just poor market basically does not encourage developers to start, and no new construction is planned for the second half of the year. Moving to retail markets, all across the region, they were definitely under the influence of macroeconomics, under the influence of consumer sentiment and spending power. It's quite challenging, although we see in some places light in the tunnel and some recovery. Warsaw continues to be quite strong with low supply, basically zero vacancy rate. Still, a lot of new retailers are entering the market, looking to open new shops. We are planning our two shopping centers there, but apart from that, there is no indication of any large supply of shopping space in Warsaw. Outside Warsaw, the market in some places is stable, in some places is weaker, where we see simply oversupply of shopping centers, and there we see some softening rental rates. The place where we would like to be active and planning our shopping center Adamol is Belgrade, where virtually there is zero vacancy. The city of the size of Warsaw has only two modern large shopping centers, and there is quite a number of international retailers looking for space and not able to get there. In other markets of southeastern Europe, such as Romania, Bulgaria, and Croatia, we're seeing some recovery in our malls. We see growing footfall. We see some increase in turnover of our tenants, in some cases even up to 50%. However, the slight macroeconomic improvement has not translated yet into higher income in our malls, due to the structure of leases, and sometimes simply we're not benefiting directly from the increased turnover. Alan mentioned that we signed the supermarket for Stara Zagora, which was very important. Now we have complete tenant mix with H&M, Zara, Cinema City, and Pure Fitness, and it's a dominant shopping center in the city. We also signed CNA in a smaller shopping center in Romania, in Piatra Neamț. We are negotiating in Buzău to bring large supermarket, which is in front of our mall, to inside the mall. In Arad, we opened a large furniture store, Romanian chain called Casa Russo. We are negotiating several new deals for our mall in Osijek, which is struggling, but continuing to show quite steady turnover of our tenants. In residential markets, the phenomena which we see in Warsaw is that there are buyers of apartments for cash. We are not active in the segment, but it's a new phenomenon where very low interest rates on deposit pushed clients to developers, and low prices per square meter of apartments, which we have been seeing, attracted many buyers. So the market is getting more and more active. In other places, the market is kind of soft due to still low availability and affordability of mortgage lending, except maybe for center of Bucharest, where due to low supply, the prices started to go up. On investment market, it still continues to focus on Poland as the core market in Central Eastern Europe. We've seen in the first half almost 1 billion euro of transactions. It's supposed to be equally active in the second part of the year. Very still little demand for Southeastern European markets such as Croatia, Bulgaria, some transactions in Romania, and some transactions, some minor transactions in Budapest, but still it's not a major flow. Now I will pass the stage to Eric, who will talk about financial results.
We will start with the portfolio overview. Compared to last
quarter, there was no significant change. Poland is still dominating the portfolio with 37% NRA. That is translated into value of 42% of the total income-generating assets. This amount, the total is about 1.3 billion euro. In terms of the total portfolio, the split between office and retail is about 50-50, whereby the residential element is shrinking, and if we count only the completed assets, in fact, this is a very, very small portion of the portfolio. The balance sheet highlights on page 10 of the presentation. The valuation this quarter was conducted by external valuers. It showed 44 million devaluation for Q2, altogether 70 million for the first half of 2013. 61% of the devaluation comes from Bulgaria and Romania. In Romania, if you remember, we have the Galeria Bucharest that was caught us with a surprise. It was 15 million, and we still have hope that this value will go up once the land will be permitted. We work very hard to get it. In terms of other assets, the devaluation is mostly related to expectations, as I mentioned, for the second and third year and on, related to SEE projects. And this quarter also a slight increase in yield related to Polish assets, as well as a slight softening of the rent. In terms of occupancy, 91% occupancy, pretty high level is maintained. Cash and cash balance, cash deposit balance amount to 116 million euro. This amount is in line with our plan that was announced last year. We have in front of us the bond repayment in 2014, and we plan to generate more cash by selling assets, which could be expected by the end of the year or latest by Q1 next year. The assets that we plan to sell are in Poland, but also out of Poland. We are now negotiating that, and of course we will announce when time will be appropriate. In terms of liabilities, basically we service our liabilities on time as planned, with the major liability that was repaid in April was the bonds. Other than that, no significant repayments. We have a loan repayments of about 40 million per year, standard loan repayments, of which about 20 million were repaid in H1. The inventory, residential inventory, is gradually being sold. We are now at the rate of about 12 million euro per year, and we hope to accelerate that with some promotions that we do mostly in Romania. On page 11, there is a breakdown of the devaluation per country. It can be seen that Romania and Bulgaria are in charge for 60-61% of that. But this time, Poland and Hungary also had certain contribution to it. In terms of debt and loan-to-value, 56%, slight increase compared to 2012. This should decrease following sale of assets and, of course, repayment of debt. The debt maturity schedule, once more, we see the bond as the major event. I think we discussed about it so many times, so I don't want to repeat what was said. Unless there are questions, I'll be glad to answer later on. In terms of liquidity, the first year, meaning June to June, we have, except for the bonds, we have Stara Zagora is a loan that was reclassified due to the fact that we do not meet the covenant and we negotiate to reset the covenant. Once the negotiations will be completed, which is expected in Q4, we will pay 5 million out of the 23, and 18 million will be reclassified back to long-term loans. residential loans are current loans anyway that are being repaid from sale of inventory, and we may negotiate also better conditions for these loans as well. Year two, you could see on page 14, year two basically presents the loans that we got waiver a year ago, and in about between 1 to 2 years, we will have to renegotiate or rediscuss or prolong the waivers, or hopefully simply service it as the original terms of the loan. These are related mostly to the five assets that are underperforming out of Poland. The income statement shows several messages. The first one is that rental and service revenue were maintained despite the fact that we sold Platinum last year. This came due to the fact that occupancy was increased mostly in UBP, Łódź, and Katowice, but also improvement in some SEE projects. In terms of cost, the cost was not decreased due to the fact that we had some write-offs, the debt, bad debts that were written off, as well as some tenant incentives that needed to be invested in order to upkeep the project. Financial expenses showed large savings. This is thanks to the deleveraging effect. And ultimately, I would say the bottom line, the takeaway from that, is that despite the fact that there was a devaluation, the company from operational point of view is cash positive. And this is a very important factor to remember due to the fact that in the past it was close to zero or sometimes negative, and right now it is on the right track for good performance. The cash flow highlights can be seen: 10 million cash positive operational wise. Investment, rather small amount, awaiting the permits for one or three of the malls, Galeria Wilanów, Białęka, and Ada. Thereafter, we will see large amounts of investment. And in terms of repayment, we talk about the bonds, 120 million, 10 million that were repaid this year related to Platinum, and 20 million just regular loan service. Altogether, net change in cash, minus 142, and cash balance, 86 million. I will pass to Alan to brief on the status of the three malls.
I'm on slide number 18. An update on the three malls that are right now under development. Galeria Wilanów, we have obtained, and we will obtain an environmental opinion. It's pretty much in the process by the end of August. We expect to file an application for the building permit by the end of September. We have now signed term sheet with Cinema City and LPP. LPP and Cinema City are for both malls, and LPP is around 10,000 square meters for both malls together. We expect an opening in 2016 for Galeria Wilanów. Why 2016? Because we take into consideration the possibility that the city will not approve the building permit before it is being rezoned, and the rezoning is right now in process. It's in process since November 2012. Galeria Białęka, we are in advanced progress. We have advanced significantly with the land acquisition process. We are going to file a building application, a building permit application in the second half of this year. We have issued tenders for construction in mid-August, and we expect commencement of construction in the first half of 2014 and opening for Christmas 2015. Regarding Ada Mall, we are at the final stage of assembling the land. We are planning to begin construction next year.
The size of the mall will depend on whether we buy, we're in the process of trying to acquire another piece of land, but the mall will be between GLA between 32 and 36,000 square meters, depending on whether we get this land parcel or not. This summarizes our presentation, and we would then move to questions.
John, we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel the request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Jakub Kajtmał from Wood. Please ask your question.
Hello. Thanks for the presentation. This is Jakub Saramov from Wood & Company. A couple of questions. First, to start with, maybe, could you please shed some light on the like-for-like growth in rental income, I mean, excluding the impact from Platinum disposal?
Yes, for the half a year is about between 3 to 4 million.
All right. Thank you very much. Then, as you mentioned, the one-off write-off of the bad debt, could you maybe be more specific and comment on that one?
Yes, in various projects in SCE, the performance of tenants was bad. This is why we have difficulties in these assets.
Mm-hmm.
And although we are negotiating with tenants and trying to impose, to enforce, I would say, the collection, from
right.
time to time we have to basically depart and dismiss the tenant and to sue them. Sometimes we are successful in getting money, sometimes not.
Sure,
if we're not successful, we have to write off the debt.
And also for this line, is it reasonable to expect the fit-out costs to continue to affect the line in the coming quarters?
No, it relates mostly to new tenants or concessions that is spread over usually the first year, maximum the first year. So no, this should shrink and the performance should improve.
Mm-hmm. I see. Thank you. Third, just to touch on the Warsaw malls. Is there any let's say any strong movement from previous conf call, and maybe what's the reason behind why this takes so much more time than was usually or initially expected? And are there any more possible obstacles on the way? You mentioned the zoning. Is there anything else?
In Vilanów, it's sensitive because it's opposite Royal Palace. So we had to incorporate all the comments from director of palace, from conservator. Also, we incorporated in the design feedback from residents around it and also from the city. And it's usually for such complicated shopping centers. We also involve construction of new roads. It usually takes time. But since last call, there is progress because we complete the environmental report. And we're planning to file the building permit application in September.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I guess you're not gonna comment very very concretely, but I have to ask this: has there been any progress on the disposal side from the past quarter?
The disposal basically is progressing as per the schedule. We are negotiating now a couple of assets, between two to four assets. Not everything is in Poland. We talk also about assets out of Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Our original plan is to sell assets by April 14, and we are in a good position to do that.
Right. That answers it fairly well. Thanks. And maybe if one more question, if you could elaborate a little bit on the revaluations. There is this slide on the presentation which comments on the devaluations. Has there been any upward revaluations in the quarter? Or and also you mentioned the yield hike in Poland and in Bucharest. Do you think that this is just a fluctuation, or can this suggest some kind of a wider trend?
No, the first of all, yes, there were slight upwards, but I would say these are insignificant amounts. Mostly,
mm-hmm.
we talk about roughly 10 assets that impact the whole result. In terms of the yield in Poland, this is due to the fact that mainly in Warsaw there is an oversupply on one hand. On the other hand, the investment market is quite saturated at this stage. The funds that wanted to buy quality assets already bought them. And at the moment, it looks that the market took time out, if to use this term.
Right.
The activity, I believe, will be renewed, and then we'll see the new numbers, new figures.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions?
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. There are no further questions at this time, so please continue.
Thank you very much for your participation and talk to you in November. Thank you. Thank you, operator.
Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.